weird.
This is so weird. I'm sure
you're sitting in that chair and window behind me, like, over Zoom.
I speak better when there's no eyes on me.
Yeah.
This is super weird. I'm going to start laughing
when Wibble does his intro.
Surely this is it, isn't it?
This is the strange deep end.
Sure, so this is what we used to, was trying to work out, episode 12, and this is actually the first time we've all done it in the same room. And it is weird. I don't know where to look.
Strange. Oh, I like it.
Strange.
So we missed an episode. We took a little half term or hiatus last week. I guess things just got busy, whatever. But this is the first time we've all been in the same place to record it. Of course, social distancing while we do it. But we're in person. We're not. yeah, my inspirational message on the wall.
Don't get back into bed.
Yeah, that was when things like exams were still a thing. Remember that?
I'm today is
we actually had to get up in the morning and do shit.
That's too far back. I can't remember.
Time has flown by.
Time has flown. A quarter of the year, a quarter of our year.
Yeah.
Has just gone in the lockdown. It's crazy.
Well, mate, literally 3 months. Because one a week, and we missed one. So this would be 13, but that would have been exactly 3 months. So, we were saying it was 3 months yesterday since the last day. The last time we were all allowed to be just like behaving normally in university. It was nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People thought the jazz lounge was just a little kind of lockdown thing, but no, we're
still going strong.
Can't get rid of us.
I was quite pleased. Someone yesterday texted me and they were like, guys, you didn't do a show last week. What's happened? Has it stopped? Has it been cancelled?
We're living in people's heads.
No. Half term. Anyway, we're back. And I guess it's, we've actually got nothing to talk about because still nothing's happening. We've got a bit of music and a bit of TV. I've actually really given up on the TV recently. I've hardly watched much at all.
I haven't watched anything. I'm going to disappoint.
I've started a new show, which I can try and talk about, but I'm only two episodes in.
So what I chained recently, I was on the YouTube a lot, and I chained through this. As you can kind of tell when the golf course is open from this podcast, because all we seem to talk about now is the golf shit. But I chained through. Have you seen Adventures in Golf?
I haven't.
So cool. It's this bloke, Eric Anders Lang, who just like goes off to all these random places. And, like, he plays slum golf in India. And like golf in the North Pole or something. It's kind of like a travel blog sort of thing, but with a bit of golf. So it's a bit kind of a niche segment. But there's like 4 seasons of that. There's perfectly like 10-minute episodes as well. So they're not too long, kind of perfect attention span. But I chained through that last week. But that's about what I've been watching, really.
I've noticed that I actually struggle to pay attention to something if it's an hour long. I'd much rather prefer a 20-minute.
I always said that was the thing about the US Office. I used to watch it when I was at school, and you'd have lunch, and you'd like between lunch and the lesson after lunch, whatever, you'd have like a bit of time to chill, so you could always get one in.
Yeah.
Little 20-minute gap.
Yeah.
That was a long time.
No, it's true. Yeah. So I started in White Lines.
I've heard about this. Yeah.
So I've only watched 2 episodes. It's, you know, set in Ibiza. It's like druggy scene. A boy goes missing. Eventually, it's a story about his murder. And it's his sister 20 years later trying to find out. So far so good. I mean, I don't think the acting is the best ever, but the plot seems very interesting. That's about it. But then I you know, as you're saying, it's an hour long episode. I normally doze off in the middle of 20 minutes. And then you're at the end of the episode, it's like, oh, what's just happened? It's meant to be a cliffhanger. You don't really care because you haven't watched all of it.
I found that as well with I started watching the Epstein thing. I'm 2 in. But actually, it's 2 in. And when you were the first one, you're like, oh, it's an hour long.
Mm.
That's about it. It's interesting. But then there's 4 episodes all an hour.
Mm.
And then you really really got to commit.
It's quite heavy stuff as well.
And it's heavy stuff. But even with the
recordings.
Yeah.
But even with the fiction stuff, like White Lies, whatever, like even that, it's a bit of a commitment.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing as well, because it's always there, because it's not on TV.
Mm.
You actually may have to make a decision to watch it. You can just be like, oh, I'll watch it another time.
So true.
So you can just put it on the back burner and just forget about it.
Yeah, I think TV at the moment for me is kind of just a background thing. I can't remember the last time I actively kind of like sat down and right. But
yeah, very
maybe that will change.
Oh, it's just YouTube. It's actually so sad. I watch way too much YouTube.
YouTube's a black hole.
Mate, they give me a free trial of premium.
What does that do? It pops up every time. Sold
adverts. No. So that gives you like a month. Somehow I got like a 6-month trial of it, which is really niche. But no adverts. And there's nothing worse. You know when you, like, every time, because I'm a bit of a chronic YouTube watcher, and they've obviously worked out that I will watch it however many adverts they put on. So I was getting to the point where I was getting like three adverts at the beginning that you couldn't skip. It was fucking so annoying. But then I've got this 6 month, whatever it is, no adverts. And then there's just even more reason to watch. Because there's no adverts. You can literally, because you know.
You skip most adverts up to 5 seconds.
No, yeah, but mate, they were playing like three for me.
So that's 15 seconds.
Yeah, but it's so annoying. But also, yeah, do you know how this, when you're watching a video, if you want to change YouTube video, you're just like, oh, I'm going to have to watch another advert. If I change, I'll just finish watching this one.
Can you also play YouTube with it closed down?
Yeah, which actually is more annoying than you think it is.
But surely, like when you listen to some crazy remix of a song that you find on YouTube, you can just turn it off and listen to it.
Yes, but this is the thing: is God made a perfectly decent thing for that called Spotify? It does the job really well.
Some of these remixes,
but it's actually really annoying because it means that you have to now. Whereas it used to literally be one button to pause YouTube, you just go home. You have to you go home and it keeps playing and you've got to go back and pause it and you keep forgetting.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's actually annoying. You think it's one of those things, you think it'd be a game changer. I'm sure it is a game changer in certain circles. I think if you just use YouTube for everything, it's sick. But yeah, niche.
Well, so you'll carry it on, do you reckon?
No way. It's like a tenner a month.
Yeah, that's
not worth saving 15 cents.
Do you get their music service as well?
Yeah, I do. You've got Spotify.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Spotify's probably my favourite.
Spotify's
favourite social media.
It's so tough. Like, it's also because we only pay a fiver with the student thing.
Yeah.
And is it worth not cancelling that for a few months? But none of my playlists are on the thing. And also no one else uses it.
I love looking at other people's stuff.
I know, but also how often, now when you share music, you get a Spotify link. Like on this podcast, we put a Spotify link up. If you haven't got Spotify, then you have to click on the link and see what it is and copy it or something. It's really annoying.
I don't think YouTube's going to catch on. I think you're going to be there by yourself.
I'm not
going to rush to get a premium, even though you pitched it very well.
Yeah. not worth it. I'm not, absolutely, there's no pitch. No pitch. But that's what I'm watching. Little bits and bobs.
We should talk about your haircuts, because I think, I've seen quite a lot of mullets. You two are rocking a very good mullet.
Well, hold on. You've got... The only reason yours isn't a mullet is because it's what do you call that? A complete buzzle round. Is that a perm? Is that what a perm is?
It's a two on the back and sides. And then a little
straight up.
Yeah, but no, song's fade. No fade.
There's no fade.
That's a real footballer look, isn't it? No fade.
Yeah, it's kind of got the wet look at the moment. But that's post-shower pod.
I do. So I buzzed it at the beginning of lockdown. And then when I buzzed it, I've let the top grow, but I didn't want to be one of those hedgehogs where it's all growing out kind of mini afro vibe. So I kept the sides really short, but what I worked out is actually really difficult to cut hair.
The buzz look is...
But the mullet is just like tram lines. You just go over the same bit. I guess it's like mowing your lawn. You just go over the same bit again and again and again. Yeah. And it's very safe.
Yeah. It's tough. I'm not a big fan of the look, but I haven't had a haircut in... probably 4 months, so getting the size done off is not the worst thing in the world.
Also, it's one of those because the one thing you actually really can't do is get your hair cut. So nobody, either way I see it, you've got to do something. You've either got to commit to go long, or you can commit to doing something wacky.
Yeah, well, yeah, you grow it out, but it's true. Some people can't.
Some people, yeah.
I can't hack it. I haven't got the patience for that.
Yeah, you were growing it out until the Clippers came out.
Not the Clippers.
Still not sure to this day whether you're too happy about that. But I think it looks really good. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm sure you're not doing it to impress me.
But mate, also everyone's got a little lockdown lid of some sort going on.
Exactly. If not now, when? When else are you going to get a wacky lid?
Bleach blonde.
Yeah.
Bleach blonde hair. Maybe summer vibes. Maybe. Domestic summer.
It does last quite a long time.
You've got to have short hair for summer as well.
Yeah, short hair. I've got to say, when I was probably eight or something, I used to have blonde hair when I was young, and then as soon as my hair started going brunette, I started putting lemon juice in. When you in a hot country, you get, and it basically goes a little bit lighter, and it wouldn't be against the old bleach.
I thought that was a myth, wasn't it?
You know what? Whether it's a myth or not, the placebo effect worked in me. I thought I was looking cooler.
So you're looking lit.
Yeah. Mine does catch the sun.
Yours must have smelled so good.
Yeah, sticky.
Does it sting the fuck out your eyes when you're kind of they're squeezing?
Yeah,
like it's kind of eye, the, like eye drop vibe.
Yeah, hopefully, you can't do it straight. Right. Sam's there, just kind of torturing himself. I mean, there's so many different. My brother, he's growing out his hair during lockdown. He had like five different products that he's using, like hair growth cream and stuff. Like
why has he got the multivision?
He's got and all this stuff. And then he's got certain shampoo. A really expensive shampoo that's like got a certain stuff in it because he's going kind of like the Matthew McConaughey kind of slick back kind of look, which I suppose try.
He's roasting your brother.
I'm not roasting. I did say he looks quite good.
He can't reply either.
He can send some hate messages in.
Yeah, I'll get the DM. He does listen to this. Mostly just to basically.
Do you reckon he's made it this far? Do you reckon he's made it 10 minutes in? It's quite a good test of it, isn't it?
He's one of the few that does make it past 30 seconds, apparently. Looking at the statistics was not a good way to start.
The stats are all chat.
Maybe we were trailblazers, isn't it? So many rival pods have started up. I wish them best of luck.
It's a tough world.
And I know some of the people starting them, I just don't think they're going to cut it.
I don't think they're going to want it.
Then also the stamina's quite, you know, it's all very well. Yeah. What's that? You know, at Christmas, you get a dog's not just for Christmas, it's for life.
Can I just
do a pod for 4 weeks and sack it?
Pod's not just for lockdown.
It's a bit embarrassing.
It's not just for lockdown.
I do wonder when this all, do you reckon we'll be in 10 years' time? Just like, well, welcome to it. Episode 500 will be the saddest
episode
thing.
Episode 924.
Yeah, they always say it's like, you know, it's like a TV show. You've got to end it at the right time.
Yeah.
And then there comes a point is if you realise you've gone on too long, you've gone on like way, like double way too long.
It'll be like one of those BBC News clip where one of our kids starts walking in if it's in 10 years' time. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Maybe we've hit that point. Maybe they're all going like
we pass it on to our children.
Pass the pod.
Oh, that is amazing.
Niche, pass the pod.
Pass the pod.
Do you know that?
Trending on Twitter.
Do you get the reference? No. Peter Crouch?
The Jewel pod?
No.
Oh,
it's a Peter Crouch podcast.
Oh, no, I've got the
reference.
Pod. Oh,
I got
the Jewel.
Niche. I'm sure someone will get that. What are our songs? What is our songs of the week? What are our songs of the week?
Yeah, either way, mate. Harry, when he kicks off. What was mine called? Rose Rouge by Georgia Smith.
This was quite jazzy, this one.
It was. It's that's the reason I picked it. She doesn't actually sing too much, but it's got jazz in it. I think it was released about 5 days ago, 9th of June. I've lost track of time. But it's a good song. I'm a big fan of Georgia Smith. It's
friends of the podcast.
Is she a friend?
Wow, she gets a lot of love on it.
She gets a lot of love on it. It's very much one way. Great song. I'll pass on to one of the boys.
So I have gone for Say Something by Codaline. Very, very relaxed tune. Summer sort of easy listening, I'd say. Codaline used to be a cracking band. They released, what was that album like? Probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
They were kind of classic Reading vibe, weren't they?
So it's like very good, easy listening music. Can't fault it. It's probably not going to be a highlight song. It's not going to stay with me forever, but
you listen to it a lot, yeah?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been keeping me going a lot, Dan. It was released not too long ago, actually.
Really?
E-boys just burning through songs as well. All I've been doing this thing is like, I'll find a new favourite song and I'll just kill it.
Yeah.
I'll just murder the fuck.
Yeah, I'll level with the podcast. Song of the Week is purely just that week and then you burn out.
Yeah,
I hate half the songs.
I made mine
songs maybe.
I mean, we should do like a live at some point. We should all release a mixed tape of all of our songs of the week and see which one gets the most hate.
Can't be Cole. It can't be Harry. I reckon I'm safe. I reckon it's Codaline. they're a contender. Who's heard of them?
Codaline. Yeah, they're great.
Maybe they're actually good.
Go ahead. I've gone another, like, all my songs of the week from artists I just never heard of and will never hear from again. But PS1 and Alex Hosking, Fake Friends, which I didn't hear on Spotify. I heard it on Kiss, Niche. But did anyone else do that thing on the car where you have three stations you rattle through? And when Radio 1 like goes off to Newsbeat or whatever it is, you kind of flick through and get to Kiss and go to Capital and then I was flicking through and this came like, June. So I had to get the Shazam up or whatever. And I was parked, obviously I wasn't driving Shazamming. But Fake Friends, PS1. Very on brand, I think.
Oh.
I think you've been the most consistent with your music choice.
Yeah.
You surprised me. how bad your songs are.
Consistently bad, I might add, but consistent with the theme.
Yeah, I was right, mate. Eclectic's just another word for shit, anyway.
It's very much like you love the nice vocals over quite like a boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not shameless. Well.
Yeah.
I actually really like the one that you did. Like, don't test to come over.
Mate, don't he love Gracie in 220
Kids?
Mate,
I
was listening to, again, I don't listen to Kiss, but it's on my rotation. And then, you know, like, the thing about the other radio stations, they have terrible DJs. And you're just like, this is your summer banger. 220 Kid and Gracie, don't need love. And that's, you know, it's one of the few decent things they've ever said. I think it is the summer banger.
you've said that numerous times. I have to admit, I can't remember the last time I listened to the radio in the car. I'm Bluetooth.
Really? No, I don't like Bluetooth in the car.
I'm quite glad my car doesn't have Bluetooth, so I have to listen to the radio.
Also, you just like, you guess. Thing about the Bluetooth is there's no mystery to it, because I know exactly what's going to get played.
It's going to be
your tune playlist is around between like 15 million songs.
No, but that was, mate, that was just the tens. Whenever Spotify came along, 2012 to 2020, and I cut it off on the 31st of December 2019. So it's just that decade of songs.
Oh, okay, I quite like that.
Yeah.
So it's every single of your favourite songs from 10 years.
Well, it's just everything. I just use it as the like button, basically.
Nice.
But it is quite long, so I find it. It's 145 hours and 59 minutes. So it's got three followers. I don't know who that is.
Three followers. I'm one of the ones.
I'll have fake friends. We'll take it up. 146 hours, 2 minutes.
Wait, you've added fake friends? So it's no longer a playlist. It's just 10 to 2019.
Oh, the ultimate.
I really struggle to be in the car with that music. If there's a song that I don't like.
But that's why you have your radios that you cycle through.
Yeah, there might be a moment when all three of them are playing songs.
Yeah, there is, and then you have to sit through it. It's tough shit.
I can't do that.
I see what's really annoying is that they all go on adverts at the same time. They definitely sync up.
And
quarter two, because then you come back to Radio 1. The annoying bit is when it's the news. They're like 5 o'clock every, or it's 4:45, whenever it is, when they're all on the news cycle. And like radio news is not the kind of news you need to listen to.
Mm.
It's I think it's news for people that like don't know what's going on in the world. That's quite Gracie. Yeah. That's when you might, you know, sort of, you know, when you hit the auto seek button, it just finds an absolute rando station. You might just press that. FM. Yeah, see what you can get hold of.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because that's actually Pirate FM. In another world, we're not doing a podcast. We've got like some crappy pirate radio station that we set up, like blasting out. And it doesn't, like, the antenna's not strong enough quite to get it out our bedroom. But, you know, it's kind of equivalent. No one's actually listening, but we think it's happening.
Maybe we can expand the jazz.
I think they're the same. No one's listening to this anyway. They've all stopped by now.
It's true. That's a great way to just carry on with the poll. What's the point?
Great.
Hey, there must be one person watching. Sam can pull his girlfriend and watch it, listening. And
yeah, I'm sure.
I'll bully my brother and you can.
I think Lily does actually listen because she obviously lives overseas, and our numbers are quite good in Portugal.
Our numbers are very good in Portugal.
Our numbers are great in Portugal.
Suspect.
It's very suspect.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it's just a big thing there.
I reckon it. Yeah, I reckon it kicked off.
See how some TV shows are just huge and really like unassuming
niche territories.
Like, so it could be one of those, you know? Like some British television show, I'm sure, huge and like, I don't know, India or something, but not big here. I think we're a pod like that.
I think
we've got something.
Now you've explained it like that. I feel like we might be.
Well, so I'll just go through this. We were looking at this earlier and it was cracking us up. Like, I mean, 47% of our listeners in the UK, and that surprises
me. National pod.
18% in the US, that I get, but it's still quite niche. 13% Portugal. And this is where it gets super weird. It's like Indonesia, 4%. And 4%, like just based off our numbers, that's more than two people, at least. So I'd love to know who's listening in Indonesia. And then like Germany, France, Russia, Switzerland, Morocco, Slovakia, Taiwan. Taiwan's niche.
Taiwan's more niche than Indonesia.
Taiwan's niche because they've got a censorship in Taiwan, don't they? That
breaking through.
I think we are pirate. I think we've broken through the Communist Party censorship.
Wow, imagine.
But have not be spouting any of that democracy shit.
Crazy.
That's quite niche.
Yeah, I think we've aced it. We made it. We made it out of the UK border. Cross continental.
Well, we'll see if it keeps going. I reckon what we might do now we are able to do this pod in a way that is not only safe but also convenient. We might see if we can get more shorter episodes out over a week or so, and then make up for our half term or something.
Yeah, no, I like the idea. I think we go with a theme. Snappy pods.
Because the thing is, what I forgot to say at the beginning, we did say we were going to do the competition.
Yes.
Which we are going to do. We haven't forgotten, but we're going to do it, and we just need to commit the resources to it. we'll maybe get that out this week. If we ever think, maybe do it tomorrow or in 2 days' time. And I guess we're open to topics. We'll maybe just discuss. We'll get some guests on, maybe.
We do have guests up
and coming. Yeah, we can get some guests on.
The waiting list, sorry.
Yeah, we do have the wait list to get through.
All those people in Taiwan.
Yeah. But that might be a vibe. So this is, you know.
So we're thinking of doing an episode fairly soon.
I reckon let's see. Do you reckon we can get two more out before next Sunday? Little short ones?
Hey, worlds are always there. It's not like our diaries. Spending over at the moment.
Yeah.
I would say, went to the beach today. Lovely. Very nice. I've just realised we might have to edit that bit out.
Why? You're allowed to go to the beach.
We're allowed to go to the beach?
You're allowed to go to the beach.
Then why are you both looking at me as if I've said something that's absolutely...
You said it in a way that was like...
Oh, treading on eggshells.
Like, is beach...
Why?
Because the way you said you're going to...
Is beach code for something else?
I know.
Mate, you're legit allowed to the beach. You're allowed outside.
It's the nicest day we've had probably like since that sort of heat wave we had. It's been raining solidly for the past week, so this is the first bit of proper fresh air.
Yeah, I've been playing golf in the rain all week. Yeah. It's great.
But it's nice to enjoy a bit of sun.
Well, you know what?
No, you're allowed. You can beach with pride, bro.
I was beaching with pride, and you both looked at me as if I'd said, like, I don't know.
No. Don't be silly.
I'll edit that one out now.
You've edited all that.
I've
lost my head
somewhere. No, you've lost your head. I tell you what we can do as well. So obviously the Premier League back on Wednesday. We could potentially do a little discussion, maybe a little...
Why are you still laughing? What have I done? I don't understand.
You're losing your head. You've lost your head.
You've lost your head.
Yeah, Premier League. That is big. That starts on Friday. Arsenal
is Wednesday, isn't it?
The Wednesday? 17th of June?
You've lost the head, pal.
Oh, yeah, that's Wednesday.
Cool. Mate, that's so maybe we can do some punditry. We can branch out.
Do you reckon we could do live commentary? Yeah.
We have not got the rights.
We could go live on the Jazz Night.
We definitely are not going to get the Premier League rights.
Going live on Instagram is my new niche. It's so funny. Tansy did it. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's
a great niche. I wouldn't recommend it. Maybe under the podcast we could go live.
Just whip up. Just whipple preaching.
Good times.
Any more rabbit holes today, mate? Or are you done for the day?
Oh, I can't what hole I've gone down.
I think I've tried significantly worse when we're with each other.
No, it's terrible.
Judgment.
We can't finish till Harry says something stupid. That's normally how this is finished.
It normally happens when he begs for it to get cut.
Yeah, it's like, cut that last bit out, bro.
Whipple just never cuts it, but then he cuts out all the stuff that he does.
Amen.
Dictatorship. What's your nickname, Joe? Can I say that?
You can't say that. We're in Taiwan, mate.
We're in Taiwan.
Right, well, let's... I maybe leave that one there, then. Boys, yeah. We will reconvene this week for some little mini apps, and let us know if there's any topics, any juicy topics you want us to cover. But for now, good to check back in, I reckon.
Yeah.
Make up for all those other appetites, the hungry appetites for podcast material. And
get the requests coming in.
Yeah.
Get some topics. Thank you very much for listening.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.